Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. Come morning, it will be a busy 24 hours for those on both sides of the political aisle. President Biden and the House Speaker are going to be making a lot of calls to try and get the votes needed to raise the nation's debt limit. That vote is expected Wednesday. Congressional correspondent Scott McFarland.
President Biden sounded optimistic about the two-year deal he brokered with Speaker Kevin McCarthy to lift the debt ceiling by an estimated $4 trillion, extending it until after the 2024 election.
Well, I feel very good about it. I've spoken to a number of the members.
Mr. Biden and Speaker McCarthy spent the weekend trying to secure enough support to guarantee passage by the June 5th deadline to avoid default.
It doesn't get everything everybody wanted, but that's in divided government. That's where we end up.
At least nine people have been hospitalized after being shot during a fight between two groups in Hollywood Beach, Florida. It happened along a boardwalk that was busy around 6:30 p.m. on the Memorial Day holiday. Police spokesman Deanna Benenshenji.
We have four juveniles. Their ages are between 1 and 17. We also have five adults, ages 25 through 65.
One person is in custody, but they are looking for at least one other suspect. Four of seven teenagers who escaped a juvenile detention center in Washington State are still on the run.
Seven teenagers ages 15 to 17 escaped from the Echo Glen Children's Center campus some 30 miles east of Seattle early Sunday. The Washington State Department of Children, Youth and Families says a staff member was assaulted while doing routine night shift checks, and they've activated a response team to review the incident and see if protocols were followed. Three of the escapees were caught later that afternoon in the city of Burien by the King County Sheriff's Office. They found a stolen car. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
The U.S. took time on this Memorial Day to remember the brave Americans who gave their lives defending freedom. CBS's Astrid Martinez.
Navy veteran Dennis Higgins was 21 years old when he served his country in Vietnam.
Those that passed deserve a prayer.
Ralph Slane was a crew member on the Intrepid.
We lost crew members that were buried at sea. So there's a special reverence that you feel when you board the ship.
Keeping the Intrepid company this week are active ships docked along the New York City West Side for Fleet Week.
Overseas now, where Russia is reporting that drones hit several buildings in Moscow, causing minor damage. It's not immediately clear who launched the drones, but it comes as Russia launched a pre-dawn attack on Ukraine's capital, killing at least one person. In Kyiv, at least 20 drones were destroyed in Russia's third attack on the capital in the last 24 hours. This is CBS News.
Hiring is a lot easier with Indeed. Their powerful platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/...
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Hey, everybody. How we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. okay? The pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Direct from the Dairy States, it's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joe Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media station or on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
The issue with Milwaukee schools, just not enough high-quality schools.
Weekdays 11 to 2.
You can talk about everything else. You can talk about the funding. You can talk about school choice and for it or against it. But there's not enough Hope Christian schools. There's not enough St. Marcus schools. There's not enough Kings. There's not enough Reagans.
And until we fix that,
Milwaukee public schools really isn't going to change.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
You are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dom, I got to tell you, when I hear the announcer say greatest radio show ever, I believe him.
It's true.
And it's always better with your participation. Hour two is the town hall. Get in the car. Call us up. 844-967-2789. Dom, some breaking news. E. Jean Carroll is asking the judge to sort of double delop the ice cream on the Trump defamation suit for what he said at the CNN town hall. Here is the latest from CNN. And it's ironic that CNN's reporting that Trump's getting sued for what he said at the completely craptacular CNN town hall. But anyway, CNN reporting, E. Jean Carroll has asked a judge to amend her initial defamation case against former President Donald Trump to seek additional punitive damages after he repeated his statements at a CNN town hall. I mean, the fact that it's still an open judgment and that this
some
could be amended.
You just can't reach.
You know, if I was successfully sued for defamation to the tune of multiple million dollars, let's say.
$5 million, yes.
Let's say it was for 50 bucks, but I lost. I might shut my mouth. I might not go repeat the defamatory lie. You know what I'm saying? Not
you
sure.
You might not. The numbers break down as the New York Times reported, $2 million for the sexual abuse, $3 million for the defamation. Now I wonder if that becomes $6 million. You know what I'm saying?
Dominic, the request was made in a letter to the judge seeking clarity on the initial lawsuit following the jury verdict earlier this month finding Trump sexually abused Carroll and awarding her $5 million. Carroll's attorney said Trump's defamatory statements repeated during the town hall earlier this month, the CNN town hall, CNN neglects to write, on the CNN town hall earlier this month, go directly to the issue of punitive damages, which are intended to punish the person found liable. Perhaps slow them down, keep them from doing it again. Carroll's initial lawsuit was held up on appeal and relates to statements made by Trump in 2019 when he was the president. The trial involved a statement Trump made in 2022. An appeals court sent the initial lawsuit back to the lower court judge just before the trial. It is up to the judge to determine whether it moves forward. Well, it did move forward, Dom, and Trump is now being sued effectively for another $3 million. So only doesn't have to be another lawsuit. He didn't wait for the ink to dry on the last one. Can they still amend this? I wish I knew.
Is he going to appeal? I don't know what's happening. From the New York Times, a refresher on May 10th, Trump echoed his earlier denials about the episode, calling her account fake and a made-up story. Despite a photograph showing them together, he claimed again that he'd never met Ms. Carroll, 79, calling her a whack job, and said the recent civil trial was a rigged deal.
Rigged.
I mean, this is the same trial that made you pay $3 million for defamation, and then you say the same thing again? The court filing on Monday argues Trump's defamatory statements following the May 9th verdict, quote, show the depth of his malice towards Carroll, since it is hard to imagine defamatory conduct that could possibly be more motivated by hatred, ill will, or spite. This conduct supports a very substantial punitive damages award in Carroll's favor, both to punish Trump and to deter him from engaging in further defamation and to deter others from doing the same.
Well, Dominic, in more Trump news, he is congratulating a new opponent in the Republican field. Of course, by crapping on a differing, soon-to-be opponent, DeSantis, we understand, the rumor out of Florida. DeSantis is jumping in the pool on Wednesday. So Tim Scott took the Monday and the lack of a lot of defining news stories and said, today will be my big day. And Donald Trump on Tim Scott, it's a big step up from the sanctimonious. Here's how it's being reported at the Hill, Dom. Former President Donald Trump on Monday, welcome. Did he welcome him? He obviously doesn't think he's much of a competitor. Because if he thought more of you, Tim Scott, he'd already be punching you. You know what I mean? He's an also-ran, according to Trump. Or at least that's my logic. On Monday, Trump welcomed Senator Tim Scott to the 2024 Republican presidential primary, using Scott's entry into the race as an opportunity to chide a rival who considered a more realistic contender, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Good luck to Senator Tim Scott in entering the Republican presidential primary race. It's rapidly loading up with lots of people. Loading up with lots
good
of people.
Words. You've got the best words.
And Tim is a big step up from Ron DeSanctimonious, who is totally unelectable. Then why are you hitting him and not Tim? Trump noted that he and Scott worked together to establish Opportunity Zones, an investment incentive included in the 2017 tax cut legislation. I call it the Trump tax cuts, passed by Republicans, signed into law by Trump. Scott on Monday, Dom, launched his presidential campaign in his home state of South Carolina, making him the first and likely only senator to enter the race. No Ted Cruz? His speech focused largely on his biography, which he said embodies the American dream. Well, here's an American reality. The Republican Party is not going to nominate a black presidential candidate. That's why, you know, why not be gracious, Trump? The party of white nationalism is not going to elect a black presidential candidate. The whole rationale that Donald Trump ran is because he was humiliated by Barack Obama, the black president. Racism underlies so much of what he does, Dom. And this party has sort of become him. Trump now embodies the MAGA movement. It is the Trump movement, right?
But wasn't it always kind of there and it just came to the surface with Trump?
That's why you say nice things about Tim Scott, because there's no way he is unelectable.
CBS News reporting, Crudy, in a roughly 40-minute speech, Scott, the Senate's lone black Republican, emphasized his personal background, his family, and the miracle of America. Scott declared, "I am America," as he blasted the radical left for pushing us into a culture of grievances instead of a culture of greatness. Criticizing the liberal lie that our country is evil, he said he is the candidate the far left fears the most. While he never mentioned the Republican frontrunner, former President Donald Trump, Scott took aim at President Biden, whom he called weak and what he described as a nation in retreat. Quote, "My mom's work ethic taught me there is dignity in all work. It's why I know that if you are able-bodied, you work, period," he said to cheers from the crowd at his alma mater, Charleston Southern University. "My mama said we could be victims or victors, and she chose victorious. But under President Biden, our nation is retreating away from work and dignity." And if I may, once again, if you did not listen in the last hour, emphasize that that is complete BS from Senator Scott, because right now in the state of Wisconsin, we have a 2.4% unemployment rate, one full percent less percentage point less than the 3.4% nationwide,
which is an extraordinarily low unemployment rate nationally and, of course, in the state.
And listening to people like Tim Scott, "Oh, we're retreating away from work." No, we're not. No, we are not. The GDP continues to rise. Unemployment continues to fall. Employment continues to rise. Workforce participation rate continues to rise. Those that leave their jobs are being hired at record rates in other jobs. So excuse me if I don't buy your BS and all you Republicans out there. We are not retreating away from work and dignity. It is not dignity that lets a person spew lies and misinformation, Senator Scott.
Can't that just be his opinion that our nation is retreating?
Sure, you can have an opinion. Like elbows, everyone's got one. But what, based on what are you saying it? Because you feel it inside? Certainly not based on the actual unemployment numbers, the participation rate numbers. You know, the things that economists look at, everyone looks at when you judge whether or not employment and the economy is doing well or not. Come on, man.
But a lot of people, according to the earlier polling from the Hill Dom, as we talked about in hour one, a lot of people perceive that their personal economy is doing worse. It's always about the economy, stupid. And I don't say that to you specifically because you're stupid, but
I understand. Yes, I got
if the shoe fits, man, you know, no, because James Carville said it's the economy, stupid, right?
Sure. Well, that's why they pound on it. It's about the economy, stupid. That's why Senator Scott will go up there and feed you a line of BS about, you know, this new figment of his imagination that we're retreating away from work and dignity. I mean, based on what do you say that? You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. Based on what, your personal income, everyone else's personal, I mean, what, why? Because, of course, that's the whole point. You got to bash the current guy. He knows this about economics, and the economics are not great for the Republicans right now because they have really good unemployment rate and a decent economy under Joe Biden, the Democrat, especially when you compare to what we were under the former guy.
Not after Republicans blow up the debt ceiling, Dom, then the economy's crashing, and it'll all be Joe Biden's fault. About a third of the people would blame Joe Biden. About 40% would blame the Republicans. And like 16% say there'd be equal blame to go around.
Thank God. That's probably the case. But I mean, listen, man, that's not happening. This discharge petition, something will break. It'll squeeze five or so Republicans away and we'll continue on. Well, something will happen. We're not going to crash this economy.
Well, we aren't, but Republicans might. Dom, they always go and they always pray on it, and God always tells them, you should be the candidate, right?
You should definitely run, yes.
I always think, though, maybe God's just trying to humble them a little bit, knock some of the hubris out of them. Tim Scott, welcome to the party, pal. Ron DeSanctimonious, you're next. 844-967-2789. Your calls could be next.
Hey, Dan Kelly, you went around the state saying there had been fraud and the election should be overturned. You did that. You took $120,000 in pay from the Republican Party, not in a donation, pay. The most recent payment was in December, and we don't know if you're still being paid. And you've been endorsed by some of the biggest election deniers in the state. And you're shying to me with, I don't know how I'd rule. I know how you'd rule. I know how you'd rule.
Matt Flynn Direct, weekday afternoons from 3 until 4. On the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
The Civic Media team would like to say congratulations. More than 200 Wisconsin businesses and nonprofits are receiving a free advertising campaign through our one-day $1 million advertising giveaway. If you missed out, our local sales team would still love to help you with your own campaign. Go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. Again, civicmedia.us and sponsorship. New and still growing, advertise today with a Civic Media network of radio stations.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. This includes a commitment to news. Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Lows around 54
overnight
under partly cloudy skies.
East winds
around 5 miles an hour.
Highs around 87.
Tomorrow,
a blend of clouds and sun.
Lows around 61.
Tomorrow night,
partly cloudy.
Upper 80s
Wednesday
with a chance for scattered storms.
Turning cooler
Thursday
with highs in the mid 80s.
Storms continue.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 52 degrees.
Conversation that's not confined to the borders of the city of Waukesha.
We cover all of southeastern Wisconsin, baby.
The Shaw, WAUK.
Percent of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
Yeah, thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You're welcome to join us at 844-967-2789.
You know, Tom, we've talked quite a bit. I don't think the people are inspired by the thought of a Biden-Trump 2.0. Both because they find Joe Biden a little uninspiring and they hate Donald Trump. So it's sort of a bad matchup, but they're like, two guys caught in this death spiral, our nation going down with them, Dom. The Washington Post, they got a little focus group I'd like to share with you and the audience for just a minute. Concerns about Biden's reelection swamped by fear of Trump and swing voter focus groups. Here's what they say about Biden. This is not exactly positive, but let me read this. Nearly all of the 15 gathered swing voters described feeling negative emotions when they saw President Biden on television or computer screens. Here are the words they used. Confused, concern, worry, sad, sorry, and even panicked. Every single one said they wish Biden and his old Republican foe, Donald Trump, were not running for re-election. Every single one. Several offered dire assessments of Biden's mental and physical capacities, calling him too old or speculating about the possibility of dementia. But as the focus group moderator steered the conversation to the possibility of a Biden rematch next year with Trump, the mood clearly shifted amongst these voters, who had all cast a ballot for Trump in 16 and then Biden in 2020.
Ooh, interesting.
9 of the 15 said they would vote again for Biden. 9 of the 15. These were Trump, Biden voters. 9 of 15 said they would vote for Biden again. 3 said they'd go back to Trump. And 3 said they would either not vote or find a third-party candidate. Even a 32-year-old recruiting manager from Phoenix who had described the panic she felt watching Biden came back into the fold. Whatever the step above panicked is, that's what I feel about Trump, said Felicia, a registered Democrat. Dom, the results of the two focus groups conducted by the Washington Post by research firms in Gaseous and Sago echoed the research that Democratic strategists have been doing in recent months in preparation for the 2024 presidential. Public polling has shown clear majorities of the American people, including many Democratic-leaning voters, are concerned about Biden's health and do not want him to run again. But in both focus groups and polling, concerns about another Trump presidency are even greater. leaving Biden in a much better position if the two men meet in a rematch. The only question then becomes, Dom, what happens if the stars don't align? If, you know, Trump gets weighed down by one too many indictments and he's not the GOP nominee, and then you got, you know, Joe Biden, who many of his own supporters questioned how sharp he might be, let's just say, regardless of age, and I'm not going to throw dementia in the mix. But if it ain't Donald Trump, which would panic so many of the people listening to my voice, how many would be calmed by a Ivy League fascist like Ron DeSantis, Tom? That's my fear. DeSantis against Joe Biden.
No, I got it. The age is the age thing, and that might, you can't deny that. How much it plays into, of course, is the question. But I think you got to look at it in a practical standpoint. If Trump doesn't run, a lot of those Trump voters, they're not going to vote. They're not going to vote for DeSantis. You know, they're a Trump guy. Or Trump goes third party and blows the whole thing up, right? So, and certainly, I don't think anyone who would even reluctantly vote for Joe Biden are going to all of a sudden go, oh, DeSantis is a younger fascist than Donald Trump. I'm going to vote for him. I don't think DeSantis gains any Biden voters, and I think any other Republican loses Trump voters. So I think there's going to be some cushion all the way around that entire formula.
Well, let me tell you a little bit about the makeup of this little focus group, Dom. The first and foremost, the writer's comments. The results suggest the possibility of a frustrating and dispiriting election season for many Americans who, like the participants in the post groups, do not want to see either of the front runners for the Democratic and Republican nomination as their next president. Nobody wants them, but we're stuck with them, one of the other. The participants in the focus groups included 8 independents, 4 Democrats, 3 Republicans, from Pennsylvania, Georgia, Arizona, and of course, Tom, Wisconsin.
The Scotties.
Screened for participation by their 2016 vote for Trump and their 2020 vote for Biden. 9 of the participants were white, 4 were black, and 2 were Asian American. I don't know how you find 4 historically Trump, Biden, black voters, but well done, panel.
Come on, man. Listen, If it's Weekend at Bernie's and Kamala Harris is holding up Joe Biden with a string by the pool, I'm still voting for Joe over whoever the Republicans are throwing out there right now.
844-967-2789. Diane from Madison. Welcome, Diane.
Hi, Diane.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Awesome.
So I was just flipping channels and driving home, and I just didn't have your channel selected. Popped up on a religious channel, I don't know how, but they're having a conversation about active shooters. And one of the announcers said, I'm so upset by this comment, said, you know, God forbid a mass casualty shooter would occur at a church. And I'm thinking, what planet do you live on? I mean, there have been instances in churches,
Dylan Ruth, in South Carolina, shot up a black church.
You know, and it's like, is it because it wasn't, and I don't want to say something like this, but because it wasn't a white church, mega church that didn't occur, and doesn't it matter? I mean, these are still Americans. These are still people. These are still, you know, victims. I mean, I'm just shocked. And it's kind of like, and it goes to the politics, so too. It's, you know, that's them. It's not us. And it's like, we have to remember we are all one. We're all part of this country. We may have different viewpoints. But it goes to that extreme. I was just really bothered by that comment.
Diane, it's a huge Venn diagram where the gun-loving overlap with the God-loving come back more devils.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul.
Waukesha's famous farmer's market.
And The Shaw, WAUK.
When I'm in the car, I'm always listening.
CBS News Brief. Lawmakers on both sides are criticizing concessions made by President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy on that deal to raise the debt limit. Correspondent Scott McFarlane.
Members of the House Progressive Caucus haven't been saying, no, we're not going to vote for it, but they sure have been unequivocal that they have concerns about those social safety net program changes and the environmental permitting changes. They're going to lose on either side.
to Hollywood, Florida, where several people were shot while enjoying the Memorial Day holiday along the beach. Police spokesperson Deanna Bettineschi.
We received a call of multiple people shot near Johnson Street. When officers arrived on scene, there were 9 victims with gunshot wounds.
All survived, and one person is under arrest. To Arlington National Cemetery, where President Biden said this to mark Memorial Day.
Every year we remember, and every year it never gets easier.
CBS News Brief, I'm Matt Piper.
We're all familiar with the three what's. What is it? What can it do for me? And what does it cost? At Country Financial, we can help you find the answers with insurance coverage to help protect what's most important to you, all at a price you can afford. So while you're juggling work and kids while trying to keep an eye on your future, we'll make sure we're one of the first ones there when you need us most. What should you do next? Call Matthew Holbrook, your Country Financial representative, at 414-332-2137 and chat about your insurance needs today. 414-332-2137.
Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003. 125 games. 292 tackles. 7 sacks. And a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats. And there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Civic Media promised you something big to celebrate our new and still growing network of radio stations. When we announced the one-day $1 million advertising giveaway for Wisconsin businesses, you responded.
Just wanted to echo your sentiments about the advertising. That's really a cool deal and really remarkable.
$1 million of free advertising. Now, if you missed this chance to work with our team, go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. One of our local sales pros will get right back to you. CivicMedia.us and sponsorship.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Charged, never convicted. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Monday Happier Happy Hour. Dom, you were happy to share this reporting of the New York Times. Apparently, the former president being scrutinized for his foreign business dealings, perhaps in cahoots with his foreign classified document retention. Like, it's almost like they're trying to draw a monetary link between the documents and, you know.
Oh, the paper crimes, Curdy? Is that what you're talking about?
As the subheadline reads here, Dom, the special counsel scrutinizing the former president's handling of classified documents issued a subpoena to the Trump Organization seeking records related to 7 countries. That's a lot of countries, Dom. Wonder if Russia's in there.
It's not. Maggie, I got it here, Jacquard. I'll jump in here.
If yeah, Maggie Haberman and others reporting
the
that.
The New York Times, yes. It remains unclear precisely what the prosecutors were hoping to find by sending the subpoena to Trump's company, the Trump Organization, or when it was issued. But the subpoena suggests investigators have cast a wider net than previously understood as they scrutinize whether he broke the law in taking sensitive government materials with him upon leaving the White House and then not fully complying with demands for their return. The subpoena, drafted by the Office of Special Counsel Jack Smith, sought details on the Trump Organization's real estate licensing and development dealings in seven countries. And here they are, Crudy: China, France, Turkey, Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, the United Arab Emirates, and Oman, according to the people familiar with the matter. The subpoena sought records for deals reached since 2017 when Mr. Trump was sworn in as president.
Are they also seeking Jared Kushner's taxes in regards to Saudi Arabia, Dom? Because that would be very curious.
Well, I'll tell you what, if he got paid through the Trump Organization, he'd be in there too. The Trump Organization swore off any foreign deals while he was in the White House. The only such deal Mr. Trump is known to have made since then was a Saudi-based real estate company to license its name to housing, hotel, and golf complex to build Oman. He struck that deal last fall before announcing his third presidential campaign. The push by Mr. Smith's prosecutors to gain insight into the former president's foreign business was part of the subpoena, previously reported by the Times, that was sent to the Trump Organization and sought records related to Trump's dealings with a Saudi-backed golf venture known as LIV Golf, L-I-V Golf, which is holding tournaments at some of his golf clubs. Trump's arrangement with LIV Golf was reached well after he removed the documents from the White House.
I think it's just L-I-V. Just for
L-I-V? All right, yes. Whatever. LIV, you're going to be SOL soon. Collectively, the subpoena's demand for records related to the golf venture and other foreign ventures since 2017 suggests, Curdy, that Mr. Smith is exploring whether there is any connection between Trump's deal-making abroad and the classified documents he took with him when he left office. Rut-row.
Rut-row indeed, Dom. My understanding also is that, you know, there is more reporting available now to say that perhaps Donald Trump's attorneys took some information in their copious notes that Donald Trump knew what he was doing was illegal and he had been warned in multiple different ways. And he was seeking ways to avoid what he was being directed to do. According to the Raw story, Trump attorney kept incriminating notes about classified documents, and prosecutors have them. There's also a rut-row, Shaggy. Donald Trump's lawyer told the former president he could not hold on to classified materials after he was ordered to hand them over, and federal prosecutors have proof. Evidence, Dom? Like proof? Like
proof?
Nothing like the Durham report, which lacked any proof, was just
conjecture. As Senator Johnson from Wisconsin says, you have to infer the guilt. I can infer all sorts of guilt for Trump on any number of issues.
Attorney Evan Cochran found about 40 classified documents in the storage room at Mar-a-Lago last June, but told the Justice Department that no further materials were at the private residence, which later was shown to be false after the FBI returned in August with a warrant and seized 101 classified documents, according to The Guardian. Cochran preserved the warning in his contemporaneous notes, which prosecutors showed to a grand jury after an appeals court allowed attorney-client privilege to be pierced. What's that fraud crime exception, Dom?
Yes.
Because they found Trump might have used his attorney's advice to commit a crime.
Well, I want to emphasize this point, how important this is and how rare this is. I mean, this is the attorney that he was using for the documents investigation or his defense. This is his own attorney, and his own attorney had to testify for Smith in the grand jury. He got his notes taken. His own attorney on this very case got plucked up and said, "Oh, all right, we get to see that," because a judge said, "Yeah, there's a big chance that a crime was committed here and you were using your attorney to perpetuate it."
A little bit more, Dom. Prosecutors, I guess that's the special counselor, Dom, have zeroed in on the Trump valet, Walt Nauta, who told investigators the former president that'd be Trump, right? Told him to move boxes from the storage room before and after the subpoena was issued for the document's return. And surveillance video shows him doing just that. Although there are some gaps in the footage. What do you think happened during the 18 minutes of missing gappy
well, again, now? Another great point. I think a reason that the security guy and the running security for the Trump organization, a father and son team, were also subpoenaed by Mr. Smith and had to testify to the grand jury.
Well, according to this reporting, Dom, the notes show that Cochran told the valet about the subpoena before he started looking for the classified documents because the attorney needed him to unlock the storage room.
See, it was locked. It was under lock and key. No big deal.
They also showed that Nauta offered to help him look through the boxes. Cochran declined and told the valet to remain outside the storage room. But his search lasted several days, much longer than expected.
Well, poor guy sat outside the whole time.
How much crap is sending in that storage room, Dom? The notes also suggest the storage room might have been left unattended for some periods while the search was conducted. Well, Cochran took breaks to walk to the nearby pool area.
I mean, you know, it's so such hard work flipping through these files. I get a little paper cuts to get some calluses on my fingers.
You got to go out and see the you know, the augmented Mar-a-Lago members.
Right.
Cochran described Trump's facial expressions and other reactions when they discussed the subpoena, and Trump reportedly was irritated by the high level of detail in his attorney's notes, which he only learned about after they were subpoenaed by prosecutors. I got to tell you, Dom, if I hired counsel, even if I'd perpetrated a crime as, you know, as perhaps being alleged here, and my counselor, my attorney became a witness against me because he took copious notes about how I reacted to the illegal activity that he was advising me on, I would be a little frustrated with counsel. 844.
Just a tad.
967-2789. CJ, how do you react to the latest, my friend? How are you doing today?
Howdy, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call.
Did you do some lawn work this weekend, CJ? Got a stiff back, big guy?
No, I pay for it.
Oh, see, I'm just working
stiff. We're talking about the landscaping, though, man.
Yeah. Bum.
You guys, so this is the most pressing issue for you guys. I love it.
What's that?
Because we're watching a real Speaker of the House. song and dance.
You cannot be implying Kevin McCarthy is a real speaker, dude.
Yeah, well, he sure has played Biden on this one as he refused to negotiate for 3 months.
You know, Biden offered $1 trillion in concessions, and Kevin McCarthy walked away. Couldn't corral his caucus to accept a good deal.
Because he spent $10 million, and he's taken our country
trillion with the T, CJ. That's like 25%, 20 to 25% of our budget he offered to cut off. He shouldn't even be negotiating with your terrorist so-called Speaker of the House. But he did.
Do you know that our government is 40% bigger than it was 4 years ago? 40%.
Trump was the president for two of those years, CJ.
Let's talk specifics, Crudy.
Since the Trump tax cuts. Yes.
Republican plan does, but you won't do that. You won't dare do that because it's a very reasonable plan.
And McCarthy, it's not a reasonable plan, CJ.
He passed a bill. He actually passed a bill.
He passed a bill by the narrowest of margins through one house of the Congress, CJ. That's no accomplishment. That doesn't move anything.
Yeah, well, the rest is Schumer's job and the president.
Hey,
right?
Now, wait, CJ, hang on a second. What is your response, CJ? And I want you to stay on topic here. That 25% of our national debt incurred under your guy, Donald Trump. Under Donald Trump, the Republicans and the Democrats gave 3 debt ceiling lifts without any strings attached. Why is it now? Why do you think this is the appropriate time when 25% of this came under your guy, CJ?
Nancy Pelosi got something for every one of those deals, right? No, you'll
no
that.
No strings attached. That clean.
That's not my understanding whatsoever. If you have some proof of that, certainly lay it out there for us.
What'd you get, CJ?
What do you think the COVID relief package was? I mean, you guys need to do a little more research.
Come on, man. You can't even say it. Everything was signed by Trump, dude. If Trump's signature was on it, he owns it. That means you own it, CJ.
The American Rescue Plan that was signed under Biden.
You've got to come up with some facts. Your guys been running.
Oh, I'm so sick of you, CJ. Bye. I mean, come on, man. I can't even talk to the dude. He's just, you know, there was a lot of COVID relief that was offered under the Biden presidency. And there was an American Rescue Plan that was signed into law by, under Biden. The first part was under Trump. The second part happened under Joe Biden's presidency. So I am aware that during a international pandemic, both Trump and Biden put it on the credit card. Only when Trump was the president, and I don't remember Nancy Pelosi getting a pound of flesh, but if you say so, CJ, because you're always right on the money. But it was still clean passage of debt ceiling relief. There was no legislative strings attached. So we might have come to future legislation, might have passed after the fact, but they gave a clean debt ceiling increase three times under Trump because the money's already been spent by then. You want to fight about the budget, dude? Sure, let's do that. But you're fighting about the bills that were incurred under Trump and whether or not we should pay the credit card bill that came due. And the alternative is to blow your credit up, blow the country's credit up. That doesn't seem like a good idea. You always are conservative friends. You know, well, if anyone ever didn't pay a bill, that makes them a bad person.
Right.
What kind of a person doesn't pay their bills on time?
Right.
But for the entire government, for all of us, they're willing to walk up to that brink. They're willing to threaten the current president, even though, you know, contrary to CJ's faulty memory, I don't think Nancy Pelosi really did that. I don't see Democrats threatening to shut down the government with frequency. But every time I turn around, there's some Republican performatively doing so. And
CJ,
I think they just,
the sauce is weak.
Yes, that's true. But I think they just do it, the Republicans, not the trolls like CJ. But I think the Republicans really do it to raise money, you know, to effectively troll the liberals. And they raise money. They're grifting on their small dollar donors.
Well, let's not also forget, you know, the emotional impact of this. I mean, you got Republicans up there saying, you're not going to get your Social Security. You're not going to get your Medicaid, right? I mean, all these things could blow up. Well, people are afraid, as they should be, if something like that were to happen, if the full faith and credit of the United States was, in fact, brought into question against the Constitution, the 14th Amendment. So not only are they raising money off of it, they're also raising people's fears. That's certainly part of it. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. One segment left, taking your calls, 844-967-2789. Crudy, also not just Corcoran, the attorney, Ty Cobb, former White House attorney, he says Trump might end up in jail. We'll get there in your calls next, 844-96-PARTY.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yeah!
So much waiting
for me.
Yeah, I
want to go outside. I want to
be.
We're here. Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature. DiscoverTheForest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
Matt Rothschild of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign.
So here we have Jim Troupas, Dan Kelly, we got Michael Gableman, and the question is accountability, democracy, freedom. Are we going to let these forces who are hostile to democracy continue to try to take over our state? They may spout the value of freedom, but they don't want freedom.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Weekday afternoons, 2 until 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy overnight with a low of 50. Easterly winds around 5 miles an hour. A mix of clouds and sun tomorrow. Highs level off around 87. Partly cloudy skies again tomorrow night. Lows level off around 61. 89 Wednesday with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. 85 Thursday. Storms continue. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Hite. Currently
from Five Points
degrees.
And beyond, from Southeast Wisconsin and to the world, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Kicking ass and taking names since the Wisconsin uprising, the Devil's Advocates.
And thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Join us 844-967-2789. But be patient. As mentioned, Salon.com reporting, Ty Cobb, a White House lawyer from 2017 to 2018.
Do the quote, Dob.
On Thursday, he discussed last week the National Archives' recent decision to hand over 16 records to the Justice Department that show Trump knew he was not allowed to take documents to his residence. And here is the quote from Ty Cobb. I would not necessarily expand the case to try to prove the Espionage Act piece of it, because there is so much evidence of guilty knowledge on the espionage piece that all they really have to do is show that Trump moved these documents at various times when DOJ was either demanding them or actually present, that he filed falsely with the Justice Department, had his lawyers file falsely with the Justice Department, an affidavit to the effect that none existed, which was shattered by the documents that they then discovered after the search, and the many other misrepresentations that he and others have made on his behalf with regard to his possession of classified documents. I think this is a tight obstruction case, Cobb added. Yes, I do think he will go to jail on it.
Damn! That's it, Wilford Brimley-looking guy with the mustache? Yeah. I thought while he was the Trump White House attorney or whatever, I thought he was going to try to sell me oatmeal at any time.
Totally, man. So, I mean, I got Trump's own attorneys, man. I mean, saying this.
Former attorneys.
So, Trump's got lots and lots of former attorneys. Very few current attorneys. They're dropping like flies.
844-967-2789. Lynette, listening on KTNF. Welcome, Lynette. What do you got for us?
Hi, Lynette.
Hi. Gosh, since the Republicans always have to rewrite everything, and CJ is reading from the rewritten dictionary facts. What are facts according to Republicans? Well, not the facts that were in the regular dictionary. And I mean, they rewrite the Bible and Jesus is a jerk. And it's just it's so hard to listen to. And it's like, I'm just always so completely clueless as to what on earth. And CJ is just one of, I know people like that too, that you got to get your facts straight. Well, what's a fact to you? Bizarre.
It's not usually supported by evidence or sources that are credible, Lynette. I mean, if you don't count Fox News as a credible source, and I don't think we do anymore, do we? Not at least since the Dominion suit. Well, then CJ really doesn't have many credible sources. But Lynette, here in the state of Wisconsin, I suspect it's similar in Minneapolis and elsewhere. Right-wing talk radio lies to these people, gins their fear, tells them who to hate. And if they're not doing it, when they get home, turn on the boob tube, Fox News is doing it. I'm shocked that they are not willing to take an active learning step and say, you know what, I'm going to check with a different source. Because every headline I see at Fox News is usually completely different. And it's usually Blue City Democratic mayors let town burn. I'm like, what town is that? You know what I mean? There are no cities burning right now. And I saw over the weekend, Black Lives Matter protesters were sort of screwed by many of these law enforcement activities. They were overly scrutinized in tons of different ways. Where are the Republicans rising up like the supposed patriots of the January 6th? You know what I mean? They want to analogize the Black Lives Matter is just like our insurrection. And our guys are the patriots. Well, if it turns out the cops were doing unscrupulous things in their pursuit of dirt on Black Lives Matter protesters, why don't I hear any Republicans standing up for them? I'm just asking. 844-96. We know the answer. I'm just asking rhetorically. 844-967-2789. The good CJ for Beaver Dam. How you doing, CJ?
Hey, CJ.
Hey, fellas. How you guys doing?
Good, man.
Good, man.
Hey, but that's day-to-day, CJ. Heard, you know what I'm saying?
I heard earlier about No Mow May. I'm all for
No Mow May, yeah, yeah. No cutting your lawn in the month of May. With all the flowers and the bees get some pollen.
13 inches high.
How long?
Tons of dandelions. And as soon as you whack off a dandelion, they have this amazing ability to grow like a carrot. And those roots can go like 18 inches deep when you try to dig them out. And, you know, the amount of 2,4-D people have to use to get rid and make their beautiful lawns.
Oh, I got God. Two moronic Come on. All neighbors. That poison is going in the water so you can have a green lawn. Yeah, it's just so weird to me, dude.
On the west side and on the north side of our 1.5 acres, it takes about 3 hours to mow. So I get online and I looked up for a thing called Meadow Mix. And here it's about 750 square feet for $55 a seed. I'm like, that's $55 for a pound of Meadow Mix? Okay, that's 750 square feet less than I got to mow.
You know, it's crazy, CJ. I was buying, I went to the local place instead of the, you know, big box store owned by the right-wing supportive Menards guy. But I went to the local place and got my grass seed for the backyard this weekend. I got $52 in two bags of grass seed. I covered about 10 square feet, I think.
Wow. What?
Hey,
come on, man. I mean, let the dandelions grow. Green is green. Who cares?
Oh, I got plenty of dandelions. I just had to patch a couple spots up by the patio. The wife said, let's at least repair the grass here.
Oh, the dogs will do that.
Let you know, the best thing in the world is Zoysia grass, Z-O-Y-S-I-A. It's super compact. Weeds don't like to grow into it. Birds don't like to do anything in it. It is like a very lush lawn. Weeds do not. The root system is so tight. It's Z-O-Y-S-I-A grass, and you can order it by 3-inch by 3-inch plugs. Or 1-inch plugs.
It's sort of a combination between your Northern Kentucky feathergrass and your
Kentucky says sarsaparilla
and the Northern California sarsaparilla. I got a patent. Thanks for your call, CJ.
Cannonball.
Pizza Box, you got the last one. Cannonball back at you, fella.
Hey, Mike.
Man, just when I was holding out hope that stupid could be fixed, CJ the Fat Machine calls in. You know, I was really upset when I heard Ted Cruz talking about how Budweiser is targeting children when literally children are being targeted by weapons in classrooms and on the streets. What do you think of that, CJ? You ever feel bad about things like that? Probably not.
Well, if he does, he drinks plenty of Bud Light and makes it go away, Pizza Box.
I'm a Bud man, too, but you knew that already.
Different sort of Bud man, I suspect.
Uh-huh.
The NFL Draft coming to Green Bay in 2025. Sponsored by Bud Light. Suck it, you conservatives. Thank you all for listening to the Devil's Advocates. Don't forget the Paul Revere Show at 7. Native Roots Radio in the meantime. Keep it locked, Civic Media.
We're all familiar with the three whats. What is it? What can it do for me? And what does it cost? At Country Financial, we can help you find the answers with insurance coverage to help protect what's most important to you, all at a price you can afford. So while you're juggling work and kids while trying to keep an eye on your future, we'll make sure we're one of the first ones there when you need us most. What should you do next? Call Matthew Holbrook, your Country Financial representative, at 414-332-2137 and chat about your insurance needs today. 414-332-2137.
When it comes to hair and makeup artistry, there is only one salon that you need, Raven and Blonde. Their stylists are passionate about their work and committed to giving you the best service possible. From precision cuts to perms, balayage to dimensional color service and more, the Raven and Blonde stylists do it all. Book your appointment today at ravenandblonde.com. That's ravenandblonde.com. Raven and Blonde, where hair and makeup artistry meets exceptional service. 157 South 1st Street, Milwaukee.
You're listening to The Shaw. WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Opt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
Jelly. Jelly at...